Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, it's a staple of just about everything we do here at Business Radio X. Probably applies to a lot of work even outside of our system. But let's talk a little bit about the importance, the value of asking the marketing question.
Yeah, in our business, we have a lot of latitude to ask people questions because that's what we're doing in pretty much every interaction is interviewing someone and asking them questions. And their sales guard is lower because it just makes sense that we would be asking them questions because we're interviewing them on a show. And the way we leverage that is by injecting in some sort of a marketing question during the course of the interview to see if there is a spot for an elegant follow-up later on. And it's important to do that strategically. And over time, that marketing question may change. A while ago, our marketing question usually was around the importance of relationship in their business and how if that's important or not to them. And if they said yes, then we would follow up and say, hey, you mentioned during the show that relationships are important. We have a tool that can help you, accelerate and nurture and create more relationship. The new marketing question that I've been using lately is more about what do you need more of and how can we help you? And so the way that I've been leveraging that is once they say, hey, I need more of this or I need more of that, then I can then use that same answer and say, hey, you said you needed more of this. That's something, if it's a fit, I can say that's something that we can help you with and we can help you achieve that goal. So the thinking then regarding the marketing question is to create some lever during the conversation that you can use later on to follow back up and use their own kind of language and their own words to say, hey, you mentioned during the show, this was a challenge. We have a solution that can help you solve that challenge. And if you do that right, you now have an elegant follow-up and then you can accelerate and build on that to further nurture that relationship.
Well, and it's more overt in the latter version that you described, that the purpose is genuinely to find a way to help. And it turns out helping people is an incredibly solid business model. It's a very lucrative way to go about building your business is just reach out and try to figure out how to help folks.
Right. Instead of worrying about selling them something, just try to help them get the outcome they desire. And if you can help them, great. If you can point them to someone who can help them, that's great too. I mean, it doesn't have to be a kind of a quid pro quo where I'll do something for you, you do something for me. You're just trying to help them achieve their goals. And then if you can do that, then maybe you both can win.
Amen.